we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Geraldine Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is your chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, four superb players of the game about to do battle once more in this verbal battle of wits and try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subjects that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And they will score points or otherwise as the game progresses, and you'll see how this works. Let us begin this particular game with Geraldine Jones. Geraldine, how to get a seat in a crowded train? That is the subject. Will you try and speak for just a minute? Starting now.
As all audiences of this programme will know, chivalry is dead, so it's no longer possible to get a seat in a crowded train simply by getting on and looking beautiful by fluttering your eyelids. Everyone remains stolidly in their seats. The only way really to succeed is to do something spectacular. You have to faint. You have to come in hiding one leg under your coat so that they'll think you only have one leg. Then perhaps people will get up. It's no use either having a lot of baggage, because people are so distracted looking after your baggage that they don't think that you want to seat as well.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition, too much baggage.
Well, there was a twice repetition of baggage, which means that Derek Nimmer, as his challenge was justified, gains a point. He also takes the subject. He has 30 seconds for how to get a seat in a crowded train starting now.
As all listeners to this programme know, the best way of getting a seat in a railway carriage or in a crowded train is to get on and look beautiful and flutter your eyelids. The worst way is to come and pretend that you're maimed and have only one leg. I always get onto a train and flutter away. And you'll be surprised what happens. Immediately, people leap up and leave the...
Kenneth Williams.
Repetition. We had two flutters.
You're quite right, we did. You challenged a bit late on it, because it was a long time ago.
I just realised.
Yes, I know. Well, better late than never, anyway, Kenneth. Because your challenge was justified, you gain a point, and you have 7 seconds for the subject, how to get a seat in a crowded train, starting now.
The way to get a seat in a crowded train is, of course, quite obvious to anyone with brains. Book it in advance. What I always do.
Well, as Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, he gains another point. And this means that on this particular occasion, at the end of this first round, we have an unusual situation. Kenneth Williams is in a commanding lead. He has 2 more points than Clement Freud or Geraldine Jones, who have yet to score. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round for us? Things people try to get me to do. Plenty of thought for that one, Kenneth. 60 seconds will do to talk about it, starting now.
Well, they once said to me in Singapore, why don't you get up and go on the stage and do a turn? And I said, but what would I do? And they said, well, do your impersonations. You're good with them. So I got up and did Suzette Tari. And I said, oh, hello, I come ashore in me bush hat. And they said, are you one of Wingate's boys? And I said, no, I'm one of Colgate's girls. And it was disaster. And they said, get off, you're dreadful. So I got off, and that made a most inauspicious beginning to the time.
Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
His hesitation, he was sort of giving up.
More than
he expired.
He was rather running down. The act had come to a rather sudden ending. 17 seconds for things people try to get me to do, Derek Nimmer, starting now.
People often ask me to recite.
Clement Freud, you're challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation indeed. There are 15 seconds for the subject, Kenneth Clement Freud, starting now.
Dancing is one of the things most people try to get me to do. Come over here, they say, placing their left hand behind my shoulder blades. Push forward your right leg.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Well tried, Derek Nimmer. Completely unjustified. Clement Freud, because your challenge was not correct, gains another point. He sweeps the subject, and there are 5 seconds for him to continue, starting now.
Left, right, slow, quick, slow, and off...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Of course, slow, quick, slow, yes. There we are. is that right? Is that why you challenged?
Yes, repetition.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
well, too slow.
Yeah, too slow is repetitious, yes.
Right.
Oh, terrible. Isn't it?
2 seconds for you, Derek Nimmo, to things people try to get me to do starting now.
They asked me to recite nursery rhymes.
Well, as Derek was speaking when the whistle went, he gains another point, which gives him just a small lead over Kenneth Williams, who is still in second place. Clement Freud third, Geraldine Jones fourth. Derek Nimmer, your turn to begin. Odd letters I have received. That is the subject. Will you start talking now?
I once got a letter from a gentleman in Birmingham asking to wash my clothes for me, and he said he'd package them and send them back by return of post. I didn't reply. I did also get another odd letter the other day from a clergyman wanting to know why it was that he was a Baptist minister, in fact, actually. Why, on television...
Clement, <Boyle. laughs>
hesitation.
Hesitation. Clement, you take the subject with 2 seconds, odd letters I have received, starting now.
The first, third, fifth, and seventh letters that I received this morning could, in every sense of the word, be called odd. What was particularly strange about this mail was that, instead of starting, Dear Clement Freud, they said, Sir or Madam, unless... Which is not...
Derek Nimmer, why...
Hesitation.
Hesitation. Derek, the subject is back with you with 19 seconds starting now.
The first letter I got this morning was a most curious epistle. I looked at it and I read...
Kenneth Williams, hesitation. Why... Hesitation, Kenneth. Subject is now with you...
A stutter. I have an affliction. It's very rude to make fun of it. I just happen to go ha, ha, ha all the time. And I can't help it. It's
why
very
you
rude.
See someone about it.
Well, you've seen it on this occasion, Kenneth. You have gained yourself a point with 15 seconds for odd letters I have received starting now.
Well, one of the oddest was from a woman who said, I know who you really are, and I know you did my operation. And I'm going to get you. She said, oh, you've changed your identity, but I'm going to be round there at the stage door, and I'm going to get you.
Geraldine Jones, you've challenged.
Repetition of getting to...
Yes, he was going to be got more than once, wasn't he? So, Geraldine, you have a point, and you have the subject in 2 seconds, starting now.
One odd letter I got asked me to...
So, Kenneth Williams has leaped back into the lead again. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. Betting slips. That's the subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
A betting slip is a piece of paper that you make out giving the name of a horse and the amount of your investment. If you go into a shop in order to have what is called a punt, you put...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
I don't think so. No, no, no. 49 seconds for betting slips, Clement Freud, starting now.
You put the amount of money to win in one column and the amount you wish to invest on a place in another. Add the name of the horse involved, the time of the race, the place of the meeting, and your name or pseudonym at the bottom, and you pass it through a window at a counter and say, here is my betting slip, pray give me a receipt for it. And these slips are then punched by a machine and formed into a pile where the bookmaker puts them before assessing the amount that you have won or lost in order that he might make his returns, which the government...
Hesitation. I must Nasty point out that, listen, it was hardly fair. They were all trying to stare him out, sort of force him into an error. The error occurred. Derek Nimmer pressed his buzzer first, so he has 14 seconds to take out the subject of betting slips, starting now.
When I went to the last race meeting, on the floor, all over the paper, used betting slips. As I went towards them, the most extraordinary thing happened. You'll never believe it, actually. But I suddenly fell on these bits of paper.
Clement, challenge. Why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Oh, I think he was in full flow. No, I'm sorry. There's 1 second for betting slips. Derek Nimmer starting now.
Little green game.
As you see, I have a very difficult task sometimes. Those challenges, I think, were very borderline, but I gave the benefit of the doubt to Derek. So Derek Nimmer has a definite lead over Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud, who's now equal with Kenneth. And Geraldine is trailing a little. But Geraldine, it is your turn to begin. The subject is the tonic sulphur. Would you speak on this for just a minute, starting now?
As I'm not at all given to sadism, I shan't sing the tonic sulphur to the audience because it would be such an unpleasant experience for anyone who's not absolutely tone-deaf. Instead, I shall recite it. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
A repetition.
Of what?
Do was going to come up again.
Premonition, not repetition.
Yes, very clever. The thing is that you obviously wanted to get in before anybody else. Look, Ida, the only fair thing I'll put into the audience...
Oh, no, I concede.
You concede?
I mistimed my challenge.
You mistimed your challenge. Well, that's very fair of you. Geraldine Jones has another point, and she has the tonic sulphur still. 45 seconds left, starting now.
T followed by the first syllable of the scale. Those people who can't actually see me won't realise how agonised it was. How agonising it was.
Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
Hesitation.
There are 37 seconds for the tonic sulphur starting now.
It was green and leather-backed and rather beautifully buttoned, and it stood on four wooden legs.
Kenneth Williams,
right? That's deviation. It's not the sofa, it's the sulphur.
That's what I was doing, actually.
Can you justify very rapidly?
Can you justify it?
No, he can't.
Well, I used to lie on it and sing my scale.
Oh, he did. You never said it, did you?
That is brilliant.
Yes, but Kenneth Williams, I've given you a point. And you have the subject of the tonic sulphur, 31 seconds. Starting now.
The only time my attention was really ever drawn to it was this woman who said she'd teach me the piano. I haven't hesitated.
Clement Freud has once again withdrawn his challenge, but
there is a little of it I want.
If you can pick up it, Kenneth, without taking too much umbrage, if you can pick up in the middle, there are 25 seconds left for the tonic sulphur starting now.
And she said to me, if you get this in your ear, you'll easily be able to play. But the unfortunate thing was she had this terrible bad breath, and every time she leant towards me, I kept edging away. So I never really learned the fingering.
Clement Freud, why do you shout? Yes, I do. I don't think this lady's unfortunate better than anything.
The tonic sulphur, I'm learning
it. Clement Freud definitely has a point at this occasion. 12 seconds for the tonic sulphur, Clement Freud. Starting now.
When I went to this health resort, they said the most beneficial...
Derek Nimmer, why'd you challenge?
He's talking about health resorts, not tonic sofa.
Can you justify it rapidly?
Yes.
Oh, quickly.
Sulphur is tremendously tonic making.
No, this is sulphur. I'm so sorry. Derek Nimmer has another point. And there are 9 seconds for the subject, Derek, starting now.
Do, re, mi, fa.
Hesitation. Indeed. 6 seconds for you, Clement Freud, with a tonic sulphur starting now.
This is a musical scale about which I don't know a great deal other than what...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, if he doesn't know anything about it, why does he get it? Ludicrous, isn't it?
So, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
All right, I'll give it to you. So you have another point, Kenneth, and you have 3 seconds for the tonic sulphur starting now.
The tonic sulphur illustrates the octaves, and I have 3.
That's another point for finishing when the whistle...
But I leapt into the lead!
You have leapt back into second place, Kenneth. And you're going to start this next round. It's apt, for after the way you've been going on. Castles in the air. That's the subject, Kenneth. 60 seconds starting now.
Castles in the air, I presume, would refer to things which are illusory. That is to say, one would never actually see one floating in the air. I don't really want to see one floating in the air.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Of floating in the air, yes. Alas. So there we are. Clement has another point. He has 45 seconds for castles in the air starting now.
This is something which is a name given...
Yes. Geraldine Jones, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. I think Kenneth Williams helped you a little there. I must explain to the listeners how he helped. He actually tickled Clement Freud. And those who have heard previous editions of the game will know there's something very definite going on between these two. Go no further. We'll pass on to Geraldine Jones with 40 seconds for Castles in the Air starting now.
Kenneth Williams is clearly one of those people who walks with his eyes on the ground, because if he ever lifted them...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Deviation, just being rude to Kenneth Williams.
Rudeness is not a reason for which you can challenge, so Geraldine Jones has another... has another point, and she has 25 seconds for the subject starting now.
If he ever lifted them up, he would see hundreds and hundreds of castles in the air. They're all...
Kenneth Williams, why don't you...
Yes, it's not castles, it's castles. She's doing this all the time. She said sardis.
Where were you
everyone
born?
Everyone knows it's sardis.
Geraldine, where were you born?
I was born in Liverpool.
That's all right. She's born in Liverpool, she can say castles if she wants to. So Geraldine has another point, she has 31 seconds. Four castles or castles in the air starting now.
Looking up at them, you imagine that they're tremendously spacious and luxurious to live in.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation, how can you possibly look up at them if they don't exist?
Well, if their castle's in the air, Kenneth, they could be anywhere. So, Geraldine has another point, and she has 24 seconds.
They've something together.
You start now.
They're made, of course, out of clouds, and this means that although they look nice to live in fact, they're perfectly horrible because they're very, very damp. Far more damp even than they were.
Kenneth Williams.
Repetition, very, very.
And damp. And damp.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
All right, Kenneth, the point is with you this time for the very, very, and with 15 seconds for castles in the air, you begin now.
They are, of course, illusions, and we all cherish illusions, and a very great man once said...
Kenneth Roy, why do you challenge?
Too many illusions. We've already had them, now we've got them again.
Yes.
You are allowed to do that when you're discussing it.
You can only use the word, any word, once. So Clement Freud has a well-deserved point, and there are 12 seconds for you for castles in the air starting now.
High up in the air, you find some of the very best castles. There's one in Caernarfon, and this is...
Kenneth Williams, why do you
deviation. Challenge? Deviation. Castles in the air has nothing to do with the...
With a real castle. A castle in the air is a fictitious one, exactly. I quite agree. Kenneth, you have a point. You have 3 seconds for the subject, beginning now.
Clement Freud, why do you...
Hesitation, yes. Clement Freud, you have the subject back. There are 2 seconds for passing in the air. They're starting now.
Looking up, one sees these...
Showing the flag, Derek Nimmo. That's a subject for you to talk about, and we'd like you to start now.
I often walk down the Strand with a Union Jack in my right-hand pocket. And as people approach me, I say, come here a moment, young man. Would you like to have a look at my flag? And I bring it out and I show it to them. And they're always terribly intrigued by this. I don't know why, really. They think it's a very funny thing to do. I have been to doctors about it, actually. And they say to me, why do you go around everywhere showing your flag? And I say, I don't quite know, actually. Another very funny thing. Now, I must tell you, it's one of the nicest flags you can possibly buy. Is a Turkish flag. It has a lovely...
Clement Freud.
Flag.
Yes, the repetition of flag. Showing the flag, Clement, 27 seconds starting now.
Showing the flag is something which could be called indecent exposure, and there are many people...
There's no need for filth indecent. I've not come on this program to listen to a load of filth. Indecent exposure, indeed.
So, why do you challenge...
Deviation. All right. Showing the flag. All not right. Indecency. There's nothing indecent about showing the flag.
You more than made your point. We're all with you. Aren't you, the audience, with Derek? So, you have a well-earned point, and you have 23 seconds for showing the flag.
Showing the flag.
And you start now.
Well, of course.
I haven't started.
That's not fair. He showed the flag too rapidly. He was too keen. I'm going to start again. 23 seconds for showing the flag, starting now.
It means, of course, a display of force. In other words, you reinforce your policy. If you've said before, we are not going to have this, you show the flag and you don't have it.
Cleric Rimmer, why do you challenge?
Too many flags.
No, the subject is showing the flag, so he can repeat that. So he has another point.
I've not even said flag twice.
No, you said flag, but not out of the context of showing the flag, and that's why it was against you. This time he said, actually, showing the flag. Kenneth Williams, we're still with you. 11 seconds, starting now.
So you showed the flag, and you sent a gunboat, you see, and they knew where they were when they saw the gunboat approach.
Derek, no, why did they
thought we can't go? It's not really. It's not all this gunboat diplomacy. That's got nothing to do with showing the flag.
Showing
it's
the flag, gunboats.
Mediterranean.
Derek Nimmo, gunboats are definitely showing the flag. You could have had him for a repetition of gunboats, because he said it twice, but it wasn't. I'm still with Kenneth Williams. There are 7 seconds, Kenneth, for you, showing the flag, starting now.
Showing the flag can, of course, mean people going up the mountain and
they can't go on saying...
He can't go on forever saying showing the flag, no.
You're allowed to, it's the subject.
Not forever, though.
Oh, I think it's wicked. Definite persecution.
This time,
here.
I'm with you, Derek Nimmer. Another point to you, 5 seconds for showing the flag, starting now.
We steamed into Monte Carlo, all in our lovely white drill. It was a most inspiring sight. Everyone said, hello!
It's still a fascinating state of play. Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo are equal, still in the lead. Clement Freud is trailing by 2. Geraldine Jones is trailing by about 6. And we'll press on to the next round. And the ball's in your court this time, Geraldine Jones. Okay, Geraldine, over to you now with what to do with spare time, starting now.
It's almost impossible to say what one should do with spare time, because normally one doesn't realise one's had it until it's all over. And then you think, ah, what I should have done. And it's all horribly nostalgic and retrospective and really rather sad. I always like to do nothing with my spare time. It's really quite an art to cultivate the...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, you've got what to do with it. If you're doing nothing, you're not doing anything.
That's a clever challenge, Derek. I'll give it to you. 43 seconds for what to do with spare time, starting now.
Well, I generally say to myself little things like, Ah, once upon a time, I saw a fairy standing on a haystack. What a lovely fairy it was. And then I saw two gnomes coming down through the green trees. And then a little elf peeping out under a green bush. And then I saw an earwig crawling towards a funny little earwig. It was
okay, red. Williams, why do you check?
Deviation, this isn't spare time. He's got an old cast there.
I think it's utterly devious. I don't know what it's got to do. It's all...
What I do in my spare time. I recite these little things.
No. Kenneth Williams has another point. 21 seconds for you, Kenneth Williams, for what to do with spare time starting now.
You should do something profitable with your spare time, and by that I mean profitable, of course, to the spirit.
Kenneth Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Of profitable.
Yes.
16 seconds, what to do with spare time, Clement, starting now.
An ideal thing to do is to sleep for at least half of the period and gain...
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Yes, Derek. The subject's back with you, starting now.
I take a hammer in my right hand. I take a nail in my left hand. And I bang it.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of hands.
Yes, left hand, right hand, yes.
Well, you've got to have two hands.
You could have said so.
What? You should have said the other hand. Oh, no, you shouldn't. Clement Freud has won a point. He has 5 seconds for what to do with spare time, starting now.
Chewing gum is one of the most gainful things with which you can...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition of one.
That's true.
And the subject of Derek Nimmer, what to do with spare time, starting now.
Whistle a little tune.
Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Weddings as a subject. Would you talk to us on this delightful subject starting now?
Weddings, of course, can mean the joining together of two people. On the other hand, it could mean the joining together of two pieces of material. You would not be inaccurate in referring to such an operation in that manner. But weddings are something I personally abhor. I don't like going to them because, I mean, if people decide to commit themselves to such a step, you realize what fools they're being. And you think, oh, hang on, think again, tied for life, you'll never get out of it, it means endless. Oh, what's he on the
top? Repetition, too much thumping.
A very clever challenge, Derek. I don't think I can really give it, because Clement Freud did stop Kenneth Williams from thumping on the table. So I think it's only fair to award no points and ask Kenneth Williams to continue if he can with 27 seconds for the subject of weddings starting now.
Well, of course, you see, the idea is they join together for the rest of the natural...
Geraldine Jones, why do you challenge?
Repetition of joining together.
Yes, he said join together before. Geraldine, you have the subject. 24 seconds left, starting now.
I have a rather jaundiced view of weddings, because the only ones I've attended, I have done so in the capacity of bridesmaid. And as everyone knows, as it's the bride's day, she always tries to make the bridesmaids look as hideous as possible.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Of what?
Bridesmaids.
That's all right, yes. 13 seconds for weddings, Clement Freud, starting now.
Will you take this woman in holy matrimony to have and to hold in sickness and in pain until death do us part?
Clement Williams, why...
Inaccurate deviation should be in sickness and in health.
You're quite right. For someone who isn't married...
I'm allowed an explanation.
Yes, you are, but I just didn't say for someone who isn't married, Kenneth, I thought that was jolly clever of you.
Thank you, I say.
But what is your explanation?
I've rehearsed it a lot, you see.
It's something... is something priests say by mistake.
Oh, yes. But now, what can I do now? No, he would challenge before you made your mistake, before you said that. I'm not to know...
You didn't let me finish the sentence.
No, because we weren't to know whether you were going to say that afterwards. So what you said was deviation. Kenneth got in first, so he has another point, and he has 5 seconds left for weddings starting now.
Sometimes, of course, they have an abbreviation.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
The seventh, of course.
But I don't think you can challenge him on exactly the same thing in the same game, I'm sure. You haven't said, of course, before in this particular round.
No!
You haven't said in this particular thing, so you have another point, Kenneth. You have 3 seconds for weddings starting now.
Yes, and you see, they join them together for life. Well, of course, I do.
Right. So, there we are.
I'm in the lead.
Yes. You're not only in the lead, but I have received a message from my producer that our time is up and I must wind up the show. But, Kenneth, I wouldn't worry about that because you are in a small lead. Let me tell you, first of all, that Geraldine Jones came fourth, Derek Nimmer and Clement Freud were equal second, and 2 points ahead of them was this week's winner, our Kenneth Williams.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.